I'm sort of perplexed and just like baffled with defining and understanding the term like suchness or thusness, ta-ta-ta. If you be able to communicate, what does it actually mean?
It's like this. It precisely because of, like I was saying, in so many of Lumpur Sumedho's teachings, he'll say, Dhamma is unimaginable. You try to think of the unconditioned, and the mind goes quiet. It can't. You try to imagine timelessness, and it's unimaginable because our language and our thinking is based on sensory experience. And so that inevitably the capacity of language to express that which is beyond sensory experience, which is timeless, which is unformed, unconditioned, the language is very hard pressed to and concept to accurately represent those qualities. So words like isness or suchness, and over the years, Lumpur Sumedho is saying, it's like this, or this is the way it is. He's been saying it for 40 years or more. He's been using that kind of phrase. But it's really using words to lead the mind to that quality of presence. So that there's awareness and an attunement of the mind, the heart, to its own nature, to Dhamma. But not creating a concept or a word around that, not forming any structures. So, as I often quote that the dialogue between the Buddha and Vajragotha, where he says that one trying to define the Tathagata in terms of the five khandhas, they can't do that. It's impossible because the Tathagata is liberated from being reckoned in terms of form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. And then he says, he is profound, immeasurable, unfathomable, like the great ocean. So there's a presence, there's a quality, but you can't describe it in ordinary terms. So there's nothing, it's not connected to the five khandhas, it's not connected to time or location. It's akaliko, timeless, asankata, abhutang, unborn, unoriginated, uncreated, unformed. So that the using words like profound, immeasurable, unfathomable can kind of refer to that, but they can't really describe or encapsulate that quality. So it's naturally a wordless realization or a wordless appreciation, a wordless realization. Of that quality. Would you?
Well, one of the things also, just come at it from a different, just another angle, is also like with the like when you say like suchness or thusness, just to me, it's also pointing to something like when we refer to the Dhamma as santitiko. Like apparent here and now, it's sort of like it is a here and now experience that is just like this, rather than over analyzing it or over conceiving it. It's kind of like this. It's apparent here and now.
This is the way it is.